For almost 2 months now, we have closed down Jewish communal institutions because of COVID-19 based on a pasuk from this week's parsha, Nachri Mos. In Perek Yud Ches, pasuk Hey, the Torah states, Ushmartem es chukosai ves mishpatai asher yaseh osam ha'adam v'chai bohem, ani Hashem. You shall keep my laws and my rules by which man shall do them and live by them. I am Hashem. The Gemara in Yoma points out that the term V'chai Bohem seems to be unnecessary. Why does the Torah need to tell us that man shall live by them? I understand when the Torah states that we should observe his chukim and his mishpatim. We should observe his mitzvos. But why does the Torah add V'chai Bohem? And the Gemara answers that this phrase means what? V'chai Bohem. Velo sheyamus bahem, that we should live by them and not die by them. Pikuach nefesh, or life-saving considerations, outweigh other religious considerations. We must set aside even Torah prohibitions, like working on Shabbos, to save lives. Rabbi Meir Twersky, a YU Rosh Yeshiva, recently wrote an article on how this topic applies to the current pandemic and how some mistakes were made in some communities by not closing shuls and schools early enough, and he wrote it in the article, quote, "In our family, we have a tradition regarding the following story. When Rav Chaim Soloveitchik's oldest grandson, the Rav of Yosef Dov Soloveitchik, was an infant, he became gravely ill, and the doctor came to examine him on Shabbos. During the examination, Rav Chaim asked the doctor if he needed more light. The doctor, neither accepting or dismissing Rav Chaim's offer, replied, "Nu." Immediately, Rav Chaim instructed the family member who was nearest or was standing closest to the fire to tend to the fire to provide more light. The family member, however, was deterred by the doctor's neutral answer and did not immediately comply with Rav Chaim's directive. Rav Chaim excoriated him, "Du bist da ama oretz un an apikoros. You are an ama oretz, an ignoramus, and an apikoros, a heretic." Rav Simcha Zelig Rieger, who was also present, then hastened to fulfill Rav Chaim's directive. Rav Twersky in this article also quoted from Rav Soloveitchik's famous work, Halach Man, that, quote, "The teachings of the Torah do not oppose the laws of life and reality. For were they to clash with this world, and were they to negate the value of concrete, physiological, biological existence, then they would contain not mercy, loving kindness, and peace, but vengeance and wrath." End quote. V'chai Bohem stands for the supreme value of life over almost anything else. And this is why our community has taken such a strong stance on maintaining these restrictions, even at the cost of communal religious life, like Tefillah B'Tzibur, communal prayer, and the spiritual power that is associated with that. However, the Kutzker Rebbe provides another answer to the question that the Gemara in Yoma asked. What does the phrase V'chai Bohem add to the statement, "Ushmartem es chukosai ves mishpatai asher yaseh osam ha'adam"? The Torah just said observe mitzvos. Why does the Torah add V'chai Bohem? Says the Kutzker Rebbe, "Yaaseh es ha'mitzvos b'chiyus v'lahat." Observe the mitzvos with life and with the glow. Lo mitoch hergel kemitzvos anashim melumada. Not out of a sense of routine and rote. Says the Kutzker Rebbe, don't just do the mitzvos, but do them with passion. Do them with excitement. Related to the Kutzker's comment is a remark by the Chidushi Harim, who writes that after we are commanded to observe the mitzvos, we are told, V'chai Bohem, to live by them, that kol chiyuso yehe rak batorah, that our entire chiyus, our entire feeling of being alive, should only be based on Torah. And he said that that is the basis for those who recite the bracha of Elokai Neshama in the morning after the bracha of Birchos HaTorah. Because after we recite Birchos HaTorah, after we bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after we bless God on the Torah, we bless God that is Machzir Neshamos Lifkarim Meisim. We then bless God who restores our Neshamos, who restores our souls. And how does HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how does God restore our souls? Through Torah. Our Chiyus is based on Torah. V'chai Bohem teaches us that life is a supreme religious value surpassing almost every other value. But V'chai Bohem also teaches us what William Wallace reputedly said, every man dies, not every man really lives. Because we only really live if we feel that passion, that commitment, that connection with God and His Torah, and we act on it. We perform our mitzvos with this feeling, with chiyus v'lahat. Shaul Magid is the Distinguished Fellow of Jewish Studies at Dartmouth College. And just yesterday he published a thought-provoking article entitled COVID-19, Haredi Jewry, and Magical Thinking. And he attempted in this article to explain the difference between modern Jews and Haredi Jews in regard to the speed in which each group closed their religious institutions. He wrote, quote, many modern Jews live as if we have resolved the paradox of religion and modernity. We have found the great synthesis, the secret formula that enables us to be both religious and modern. But this is a ruse. That paradox is never solved and cannot be solved. We are often forced to choose. And when forced to choose, we mostly choose science. Why? Because we believe in it more than we believe in tradition. Here is where we part from the Haredim. They also believe in science and to some degree. They seek medical treatment when necessary. But they believe in tradition more. And so when science dictates that behavior that curtails tradition, they are slower to respond. Unquote. Shaul Magid argued that modern Jews were quicker to close synagogues because we believe science wins out over tradition. Yes, we pray to God. Yes, we go to shul. But for modern Jews, it's rather easy to give up minyan. We can sleep in late. We can relax. And we champion doing so in the name of religion. But our ease with which we decided to close down our shuls is a reflection of our lack of belief in the power of prayer. So argues Shaul Magid. Let me just say that I so sincerely hope that this is not true. I hope and I pray that we do not choose science over religion. We do not choose modernity over religion. Rather, we evaluate science and we evaluate modernity through the prism of Torah and Torah values. We are absolutely devastated that we cannot experience tefillah b'tzibur. We are absolutely devastated that we cannot channel the power of the community. However you view tefillah b'tzibur, that our prayers are more effective if they are recited together, or that the avoda, the ritual of tefillah b'tzibur, is a religiously superior avoda. However we define the advantage of tefillah b'tzibur, we are absolutely devastated that we cannot perform this ritual at this point in time. Even in social isolation, we commit ourselves to both meanings of v'chai bohem. We believe in the primacy of life, but not because of science or modernity or secular values, but we believe in it because of religious values, because God said so. God said, V'chai Bohem. And we believe that even now, even when we are alone, even when we cannot pray together, even if we are limited by what mitzvos we can do, maybe we cannot study as much Torah. Maybe we cannot do as much chesed because we are so busy with our family and we are absolutely so exhausted. But when we find those precious few moments, when we have a few minutes to learn Torah, when we have those few moments to daven, when we have the opportunity to sit down at a Shabbos table, to do a mitzvah, to do a chesed for someone else, do it with chiyus. Do it with passion. Do it with lahat. Do it with a glow. Because every man dies. But not every man, or woman for that matter, truly lives. Have a wonderful and sweet Erev Shabbos.